They call me the body, though not to my face. Not that I would care. Maybe I would, I don't know. Technically, I know I have a good body. I'm 5'10", wear a size 4 jeans, and my boobs are a double D. My mother says I should be proud of my body. She certainly is. I'm sorry, does that sound terrible? It's just that I read in a magazine about a girl my age who had a boob reduction. I mentioned that to my mom, and she looked at me like I'd asked to be decapitated. Plus, she's forever ordering me to stand up straight and put my shoulders back. A drill sergeant in socialite's clothing. When I started to develop, she would brag to her friends. Not that she actually takes credit for my body. In fact, she's always saying things like, "It must be something in the water." But that's how she thinks of me, as her creation. Or her project. Because before 6X was anything, when it was just a crazy, this will never happen in a million years idea, my mom was all for it. Not me. Even now, with our video on MTV 97 times a day, it hasn't fully sunk in, since the way it started out was so unreal, so stupid. A big fat joke, with me as the punchline. But like it or not, here I am in front of a camera, spilling all. Ugh, I'm sorry, it's just really hard and completely embarrassing. I made such a fool of myself. It was the holidays, and my stepdad's law firm was having a party at the Drake House. Very fancy, all the lawyers and all the big clients. There was no reason for me to go. There wouldn't be any people my age, no kids to talk to. But my mother was like, "You're going." Any excuse to get me out of jeans and into a dress by whatever designer currently has her in thrall. So I went. You do not argue with my mother. And I swear, there is nothing more mind-numbing than watching a ballroom full of old people party. Waiters trudged around with trays of champagne, and I thought, why not? Nobody blinked when I took a glass, so I took another. I wasn't drinking to get drunk, though. It's more that I was bored and uncomfortable. Holding a glass gave me something to do. Sipping and walking, sipping and walking. That was my evening. Until all that sipping made walking kind of a challenge. I went to stand by the edge of the stage and watch the band, even though they were top 40. Definitely not my thing. Soon as they took a break, the drummer came up to hit on me, which was so not appropriate. I mean, I'm a guest, and I'm 15. Anyway, I didn't know what to say. I'm pretty shy in general. And I get extra shy around guys who consider my boobs tantamount to the Aurora Borealis. But there I am. Hello, little drunk girl. Telling him how cool I thought it was that he played drums, because I always wanted to play drums. Which wasn't true. I'd never even thought about it. Next thing I know, he's leading me onto the stage and sitting me behind the kit and telling me what to do. I just start banging away. But within seconds, my mom's unacceptable behavior radar picks up on my unacceptable behavior, and she dispatches my stepdad. Only he's not alone. He's with one of his partners, Brian Wandwielder, this entertainment lawyer, a real hotshot, the youngest partner at the firm.
"Well, well, well, Sherman," Mr. Wandwielder said to my stepdad. "I didn't know Winnie played drums."
My stepdad smirked at him.
"She doesn't," he said,
then gave the drummer a dirty look and took my arm to help me down. I didn't complain. I was too busy babbling. "That was so much fun! Oh my God, that was so fun!" Such a ditz, I know. But the weird thing was Mr. Wandwielder kept going on about how incredible I was. Under normal circumstances, in other words, not drunk ones, I would have been mortified.